News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Having children, I think we all know, is quite hard work. Your priorities shift and your time is spent differently to before. But how does it impact on your relationships, particularly if you're the one who doesn't have children and all your friends do, or if you're the only one who does have children and all your friends don't? Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist, joins us now to discuss. Niamh, obviously life changes when you have kids, but your friendships, they change too, don't they?
They do, 100%. And I think that's probably something you don't realise actually before you have your first baby. Like, for me, having my first child was, it was like landing on an alien planet. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't feel like myself. And I certainly can look back now and say that I think I let a lot of my friendships kind of fall by the wayside. I think because of that huge change in my life that I was not prepared for. And it was strange in a way, because a lot of my female friends and maybe, you know, cousins and relatives and things like that, they had babies before me. So I was on the other side of it first. I was the person without children, and I couldn't get my head around why suddenly they changed and why they weren't meeting
you for bottomless brunches anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And I wasn't unsympathetic to them having a baby, but I just didn't get it. Only when then I had my first child a few years later, and I was sort of sat there going, ah, okay, I get it.
The scales have fallen from my eyes.
And definitely I look back and I think I was sort of, I don't want to say guilty of being impatient with them. I think, you know, when you are the one in, say, a friendship group that perhaps doesn't have children, either maybe by choice, or sometimes perhaps there are women in your friendship group who would like to have children, but unfortunately can't have children, it can change the dynamic in the group. You know, it really can.
Do you think, I mean, I remember an episode of Sex and the City around this. Do you think that if you are the one who doesn't have children and you were in this position and the rest of the group or most of them do have children, do you feel you end up excluded from certain things?
I think you can. I think you definitely can. And I think, like, it's a tricky one. And I do see it because I've sort of been in both camps. But I think definitely if you are the one without children in the group, it's very easy to feel left out, because the group and the chat and the meetups generally just, they navigate towards kid talk, and it's nappies and weaning and how many naps is your kid having. And if you're not into that, it can be boring as hell. Like, I totally get that. And I don't think,
but it's also a club you're not part of.
It's sort of, yes, it is. And I think definitely, you know, if that is the case and you have a friend in your group like that, I think you have to try and make the chat less babyish. And I know that's difficult to do in the early years, because that is your life. Like, I won't lie, it's really hard to get away from baby talk, even if you do get out. Like, and even now I'm 8 years into this motherhood gig, and when I do get out with other mum friends and we're out of the baby stage, all of us, like, the chat at some point in the evening circles back to our children, you know, and whatever current phase they're in. It's hard to get away from it when you're a parent, but I think we need to try harder when you've people in the group who don't have kids.
Like, you make a very, very good point. And people do feel left out. I was the opposite way around to you. I was the early adopter of parenthood, because I had my eldest in my 20s. And it was unplanned. And at the time I was a junior doctor, and that was not the thing that junior doctors did. So I had very, very few peers who were as stupid as me. So I was there.
Or
with,
clever, because well, now, you know, your know. Kids are,
but
you know.
I was kind of juggling children when everyone else was still out on you know, on the tiles. And
you maybe felt left out.
I kind of felt like, oh God, I kind of felt I didn't want to say, in case I sounded super boring, that actually all I really wanted was sleep. Do you know what I mean? I didn't really want to...
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's like, it's so hard to understand, I think. But the thing about this is, like, friendship groups through your life will go through hugely different things. And like, children are one of those things. But I would urge people to kind of get over this sort of little hump. Like, if you're having differences in your friendship group, some of you have kids and some of you don't, because life is going to throw you more curveballs as your friendships develop. Like, some of you may end up, say, getting divorced or separated. And that's another huge thing that can really drive a wedge, I have found, you know, anecdotally from other women in groups, and sort of, you know, women aren't now invited to things that they would have been before, or meetups and things like that.
Because those are couples things, and you're not going to be the one. Do you know what I think is probably the case, and let me know what you think, that our friend groups morph and change depending on our phase of life. Like, sometimes you're hanging around with everyone because you all have kids in the same school, and then that disappears, and now you're hanging around with everyone else because you have the same hobby or something.
That's it. And I'm really understanding that now at the phase I'm in, because a lot of my friends would be sort of my kids' mums, you know, and they're my friends. But also I'm really conscious of trying to maintain those friendships I had before children, because, as you say, my children are not going to be in school forever, you know, and your life is going to change again. So I think it's very important that you come back and you try and maintain those friendships. Yeah. And if that means don't talk about your kids, don't talk about your kids.
I suspect the more important those friendships are, the closer those friendships are, the more they will survive the changing seasons of life. But thank you for joining us this morning. That is Niamh O'Reilly there, freelance journalist. Let us know what you think. And Shane, is it different for men?
Yeah, I think it is. Although I think we probably talk about our kids less than women. Can I say that? Now, what I have noticed in later years, the kind of group of lads I would go for lunch with and stuff, we do now, our kids are a good bit older, we talk about them a lot more than we would have done.
Now that they're kind of humans in their own right.
Maybe we've evolved, maybe. I'm not so sure.
Or could it be, controversial point of view, that kids get more interesting as they get older because they have lives. They go off and they do, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not
maybe,
just all about the feeding and the weaning and the sleeping.
I will also say, when my kids started going to school, we just made some brilliant friends who were parents in the school as well that we wouldn't have known if we'd never had kids.
Let us know. Have children destroyed your lives? No, that's not the question. Your friendships, are they impacted? Are they ruined? Are they changed forever? Is that okay with having children or not having children? Are you on the outside of the group? Are you on the inside of the group? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.